Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on O'Donohue. Buford moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buford scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson now playing left field. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Santiago now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrion moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Buford moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. There goes Robinson. The throw from Duncan to second, and Robinson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago juggles the ball. That's an error on Santiago. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Charles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6 to nothing, White Sox. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 2 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Scourin. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7 to nothing, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for Jose Santiago. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Kamkaryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karyan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Karyan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karyan moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karyan moves to third. Pizarro moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karyan scores. Pizarro scores. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kamkaryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karyan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Karyan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Matthews moves to second. Lou Kraus pinch runs for Doc Edwards. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Bosefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 11-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, White Sox. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.